All right, David, we'll check in on a couple of notes. I know it's a Lions Day, and we'll continue with the blame game. And really, just I think the Goff thing is interesting. But, see, Rico wanted to be inflammatory, so we can spend a moment on this. And then we'll do some ticket texts. But why don't you just ask me what you want to ask me, and we'll be done with it.
Mike, it wasn't inflammatory. I actually thought
inflammatory.
No, I thought you were just going to hit the chair drop, and we're going to end it right there. But Giants score 3 touchdowns and hold the opponent without any touchdowns, and they lose the game. First time in NFL history. How does this happen?
Well, for those of you that are unaware, if you want to feel better about your football team, so the Giants went into a football game with their starting kicker on the injury report. And not a wrist issue or oh, he's got a labrum problem. No, with a bad groin. Graham Gano had a bad groin. Your kicker's on the injury report. Now, the new practice squad rules, it's not like the old days where you'd have to put a bullet in somebody to bring somebody up. No, right. Now it's just, hey, you know, it's a taxi squad. I can call 3 people up. And unlike most teams, you know what the Giants happen to have on their practice squad? When did you meet Will Smith? We have a kicker. But old Dave's decided we're not activating. We're not elevating. We're going into the game with a dude who might blow his sack out. What happens on the opening kickoff? You guessed it.
He blew his sack out.
Atta baby. So now the Giants don't have a kicker. But because they invited this. They let the punter, this Scottish idiot we have, try 1 extra point. Not going good. The rest of the day, the Giants can't kick an extra point, can't kick a field goal. We're just running and gunning. And the worst part is Daniel Jones was good, but we couldn't kick anything. So the defense, which, by the way, do you know how many times we forced a punt from the offensive juggernaut that is the Washington Commanders? That'd be 0.
Zero. 1?
0. Be the same number of, you know what, I won't even say. The point I'm making is, this is my reality. We lost the game because an alleged brain trust. So you think Dan Campbell's bad for the field goal disaster at the end of the first half? At least he had the effing option. Just hold up the menu and order the spicy nugs. At least he had the option. We couldn't kick a game-winning field goal. Why, Rico?
Because you didn't have a kicker.
Why, Rico?
Because you didn't elevate your kicker from the practice squad.
I don't know if Brian Daboll lost his brain when he lost all the weight, but I prefer Fat Dave's because at least he had a fire. This guy looks like this guy's looking for the bridge. This guy is done. I don't want to do it no more. His answer after the game, well, it was his hamstring that got hurt. It's not his groin. Hey, bleep hole, it's all interrelated. Your body compensates. Any doctor will tell you.
But he's not a doctor.
Oh, but he said he wasn't a doctor. You know what you're not either? You ass. You're not a football coach. This team went into this seat. This is my life.
I really feel bad. I wanted this for Big G. I'm watching the game, and I'm like, wait. They can win this thing.
We went into the game without a kicker. We went into the game without a contingency that our kicker, who had sore sack, if he gets hurt, we're effed. That my GM, my coach, my brain trust, that's what we did. And we lost one of the only winnable games on the schedule. So I offered you guys a prize. I may let the listeners play along. Predict when the Giants get their first win, you win a prize. Go ahead, find it.
Let me look up their schedule.
Oh, yeah, look it up. Because unless Louisiana Monroe's on there, I don't see one.
Cleveland, at Cleveland.
That could be Cleveland.
What? Yeah, it's a city.
I got
New York
you.
Over Cleveland, yes.
At Carolina, November 10th.
Wait, what month was that?
Oh, That's November 10th. That's in Germany. So you may lose that, actually.
And also,
wait.
Not good for global relations.
The Giants and the Panthers.
Basically, we're telling Germans, we don't want you watching our sport. Stick to football.
That should come with an apology. Why would you have that game over in Germany? You'll see a bunch of Tomlinson jerseys. It'll be crazy.
Kenny, I'll tell you what it should come with during the break. Listen.
You know what?
October 28th, first game. You're winning.
Who is it?
At Pittsburgh.
I can actually see that.
That's Monday Night Football.
Oh, no, never mind then. You're right, never mind.
So here's the deal. We'll bring it back to center. I know everyone's upset about your Lions, and I know Dan Campbell effed up the field goal at the end of the first half, and your quarterback didn't play too well. At least your defense did not sit there and allow Baker to never punt. And at least your brain trust didn't go into the game without a contingency for kicker who has a bad groin.
But they didn't have the plan for the end of the half. What are we going to do? Spike the ball or run out on the field for a kick?
At least you had the opportunity.
How about both? I'm sorry.
At least you had the opportunity.
How about both?
Yeah. They'll never see it. Yeah, the Giants' plan was spicy nugs, no kicker. They'll never see it coming. This is my life. This is what I have.
Okay, in all sincerity, how did Big G take this?
Not well.
Okay, I didn't know.
Oh, you had to ask? Really?
I am concerned about him.
Hey, Rico, your house burned down last night. Have a rough night?
I mean, he may already be to the point like you where he just writes the team off.
He can't. It's not in his DNA. He's a sucker.
That's why I left you alone.
It's who he is.
That's why I left you alone. I left him alone. I don't pull a David and text you when your team is losing.
I was checking on him.
No, David.
I truly was.
David, that was a Richard move.
I wanted to tell him that his team was going to win.
David, no. Don't justify it.
Okay.
You were wrong.
I'll read this, though. I know this is Detroit radio, but a weekly Monday 4 p.m. Giants segment would be delightful.
Come on, man. Well, here's the thing. When I did it, Mike, I expected you to reach over, hit the chair drop, and that was going to be the end of the segment. I didn't know this was going to trigger you into this.
Do you realize the New York Giants have started 10 of the last 12 seasons 0-2? 10! It's not funny! My dad's going to die before they make the playoffs again. It's not funny!
No, it's not.
You say that when he's in a box. See if you're smiling then. Not funny.
I won't.
No, he... Stop it, Mike. He won't be.
My owner is a spineless jellyfish who's... every day that goes by, John Mara looks more and more like MTV's The Oddity. Just sell! Let Steve Tisch run the franchise! Sell! I don't know how he stands up straight. He doesn't have a spine.
You can't say that and expect it's not The Oddity.
He does!
Oh, my gosh.
Look at him! This feeble old... If I have to see him on Hard Knocks, hands in his pocket, hey, what are we thinking about with Saquon? Why don't you go golfing, you boob? Oh, I'm gonna have a hard time sleeping if he goes to Philly. Yeah? Well, here, insomnia. Because he's going to be putting it on your ass like it's your wedding night. I hate everything about him. We good?
We good.
Now text my dad and say sorry.
Big G, I'm sorry.
No, you tell him directly. Now read something. You unholy POS. We're back to the Lions now.
I simply care about Big G.
Read.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Big G's chimed in.
Can we just get back to the Lions? Go ahead. Make okay. It quick. Just no, make it quick.
He just said he's so tired of this 10-year run. It's horrific.
Thank you.
Along with the money he spent on his new gear.
Exactly. That's on him. All right. David, ticket text. I'll go to the callers. We get back to the Lions blame game.
Lions missed field goal at the end of the half is unforgivable, but the Lions are fine. Put up 500 yards. Red zone will be fixed, though. Settle down. That is Mike in Detroit. Someone else says, I'm taking the anti-Michigan trifecta this week. USC -6.5, Boston College -7, and Arizona to beat the Lions outright. Not going to be a fun weekend.
Probably not. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Campbell isn't a great coach. The coordinators make them go. The Lions could win the Super Bowl, not because of them, but in spite of him. Not a fan.
Not ready to say that. Your culture is what he has built. These players, I never concern myself about effort. I never concern myself about toughness. That is his job. From a schematic standpoint, every team, unless you are Andy Reid and you are, in fact, the offensive brain trust, or if you were Belichick and you were, in fact, the entire defensive brain trust, no coach is going to take credit. Like D'Amico Ryans doesn't take credit for what Bobby Slowick does on offense.
Thought we were about to get a make plays NFL edition after week 2. Can't wait for the recap week 15.
No, I don't have it. I don't have it in me. No. Just keep going.
It's Campbell and Goff's fault. He was forcing the ball into bad spots, tight coverage, throwing the ball into the ground, and his timing was way off.
Look, it's been bad the first 2 weeks. Two of his worst 6 performances as a Lions quarterback have come in week 1 and week 2 this year. Who are you blaming? You want to blame Ben Johnson? Go ahead. But my point is, you got to blame the guy who's got the football in his hands. Now, I blame Dan Campbell because you should have won 22-20. Forget about the fact you should have won 40-20 with the way that box score looked.
Yeah.
But just 22-20. If you kick the field goal at the end of the first half instead of that fire drill, the last 2 drives, you hit at least one of the field goals, you're winning 22-20. Period. That's why I blame Campbell. You want to blame somebody else? Go ahead. It's free country. But you cannot have a head coach who operationally allows that. And Campbell admitted that. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Jerome 97.1. Jerome, how you doing, buddy?
Thanks. I listen to you guys every day, and I agree with you, Enrico, but I also have to blame Goff as well. Because just as you said, Mike, he has the ball in his hands. And even if the offensive coordinator sends in a play that you know is not going to work, you still could audible. You're supposed to be the leader of the team, and he didn't show any of that in these last 2 games. And also, Mike, you had mentioned several times on your show that he doesn't play well outside. Now, both of these games are indoors, and he still didn't play well, which leaves me really, you know, worried about what direction he's going in. I'll hang up, and I'll listen to your response.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jerome, you can't sign a contract like he signed and be in a Super Bowl season. And since 2022 started, the last 3 years, 2 of his worst 6 performances are week 1 and 2 this year. That's just factual.
Yeah.
You threw the ball 56 times. He didn't throw for 400 some odd yards. And when you really look at it, if you look at the JMO completion week 1 and week 2, and we go, okay, remove that as this big base outlier. What are you doing from an efficiency standpoint on 27 pass attempts in week 1, 55 in week 2? 250 yards passing on 55 pass attempts? That's woeful.
Yeah, it is.
How about late in the game when I need you to drive me down the field with 1 timeout and you throw a 9-yard check down in the middle of the field, we blow the timeout, and then you throw another 9-yard check down
right
in the middle of the field? It can't happen.
Now, for that, yes, I do blame him because it's like, okay, use the sideline because you have that 1 timeout. So you only get 1, and if you're going to throw it in the middle of the field, make it a route that's like 15, 20 yards down the field. timeout, give your offensive linemen time to catch their breath instead of having to run down there. But it was like, it was almost as if he didn't know how many timeouts that he had. Like, he thought he had an extra one because I didn't understand the play calling at all. I didn't know if that was Johnson. I didn't know if that was on Goff.
Remember, when people watch games, it's easy to not understand the play call because you're not looking at the all 22. The quarterback makes a play look good or bad.
Correct.
I'm just...
No, Mike, you're correct.
This stuff where... Now you want a bad play call? Why are we running speed option? I'm sorry, I didn't think I was watching the Navy game. Why is Jared Goff in the shotgun doing a delay sprint pitch or whatever the hell they call those things in modern football? That ain't Marcus Mariota at Oregon. That play call was ridiculous.
Unless you're going for the element of surprise, you're correct on that.
Just like the Giants did with no kicker.
Nobody saw, okay, wait, is he running an option?
They'll never see this coming. That's because nobody ever wants to. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, fellas, man? I might have to show you guys some love, first of all. You guys do an excellent three-man weave, yourself, David, and Rico.
Appreciate it, brother.
And also, man, some of your callers are on point. Matt, a little while back, and DJ, some awesome calls, man. Number one, your head coach, and I love our head coach. Three out of the last seven games, he has been at fault in decisions that gravely affected us, starting with Dallas. San Francisco and now Tampa Bay. You got to do better, head coach. This is your fourth year. We love you. You can't have bonehead decisions like that. The offensive coordinator, you got to do better, bro. Every defensive coordinator in the league, let alone guys like me and DJ, see what you see in the film room. You got to stop Detroit down the middle. Okay, Jared Goff doesn't have a laser beam. Okay, this is what the defense is saying. Jared Goff doesn't like to reset his feet. Jared Goff can't hit the wide out, so they're taking that away. They're taking that away. I don't have nothing against Goff because his arm is not going to get any stronger. So my general manager, not having Reynolds or another wide out opposite J-Mo, is a problem. Because if we had this J-Mo with last year's Reynolds, we'd be unstoppable.
All right, but hold on.
You got to replace that.
You're fine. But, Mike, here's the problem. All right, if you're upset that Reynolds is gone, I'm not mad. But he got a two-year deal. It was a ridiculous contract from the Denver Broncos. But, okay, we're already complaining that we're not getting LaPorta the targets he needs. Week one, we complained that Amon-Ra didn't get the football. Now week two, LaPorta's nowhere to be found.
It's a reason. They're taking the middle of the field away. They know that's our bread and butter. They know his arm is not strong enough to hit the out. And at the end of the game and at the end of the quarters, defensive, when you got to score a TD, that goes back to the head coach making us have to go for a touchdown instead of three. They know his arm is not getting there. We have a quarterback right now. He has a lack of confidence in his own arm.
All right, I got an idea.
His own arm getting it there.
All right, Mike, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I got an idea for everybody. You want a third receiver? You want a guy that you could mix into this wide receiver room? And he comes with a pedigree. And if you can overlook a health concern that he has beaten, thank God, he didn't dress for the game last night. Because the team he plays for is so damn talented, he didn't dress. He was a healthy scratch.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah. John Metchie.
There it is.
Yeah.
They drafted him in the third round a few years ago. The young man, I believe, got diagnosed with leukemia. He beat it. John Metchie, the Texans like. They can't get him on the field. They got Nico Collins. They got Tank Dell. They got Steph Diggs. They got Dalton Schultz. They got Joe Mixon. I'm not on. They got everything. Call the Texans. That's going to cost you. It's going to cost you a draft pick.
I don't even think it'll cost you like maybe sixth, seventh rounder, but yeah, you're right.
It'll cost you more than that.
You think so? That's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. They like him.
But they can't play him. You got to bribe them to give him to you. But the point I'm making is you can't just blanket it and go, well, teams are taking the middle of the field away. You don't think they wanted to take the middle of the field away last year? How long did it take you to figure out that Amon-Ra patrols the middle and LaPorta's pushing vertically? Something else is going on here where I'm not blaming. Look, J-Mo's been fun, but is J-Mo's presence altering how they're approaching things? I don't know.
See, I don't know. Because it's almost like defensive coordinators are saying, we'll give up a big J-Mo catch, but we don't want to get cut with a thousand knives with Laporta and with Amon-Ra. So, yeah, let J-Mo go deep, but we're going to clog this up. We're going to make Goff go vertical.
That's the other thing. The efficiency for Amon-Ra yesterday was horrific. The average fan will go, wow, he had 10 catches for 109 yards. Big day for the Sun God. It was crap. 19 targets to get 10 for 109? Are you kidding me?
It's a little over 5 yards.
That's not an attempt. It's just not good enough. Yeah. And that's not blame on any one player. I'm saying from an offensive allocation. It's like what the Rams were doing with Cooper Kupp last week. That is horrific efficiency to give Cooper Kupp 21 targets. You know, 14 catches for like 80 yards. You have to, you got to make the most of your snaps. The bottom line, they had 83 plays from scrimmage, 16 points. That's a lot of empty burger.
It is.
Nothing burger, as our friends from U of M like to say. All right, to the people. Let's go to Ian, 97.1. Ian, how are you today?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon, sir. Blame game. Where are we at?
Blame game for me, certainly on the offense. I thought the defense played really well yesterday. Aiden Hutchinson has to be the most upset person in any locker room in football after having 5 sacks and still only scoring 16 points as a team.
It's insane. It really is.
Just what a waste of a productive day by the offense. I mean, the offensive line doesn't look – I mean, I know they had the great overtime run.
But that's the one drive. That's the one drive where I feel like they imposed their will through nine quarters of football. Mm-hmm. And that was against an exhausted, young Rams D-line. They don't look like the best O-line in football so far, no?
No, not at all. I mean, they're getting beat on simple stunts by the defensive line where the defensive tackle will just bull rush the two outside players. The center goes the opposite way. The defensive end's got a clear shot right down the middle at Goff. I mean, it's if I'm diagnosing it, and I've never played a down of football, I don't know why Ben Johnson's not. But I think the loss of Josh Reynolds, I mean, you know, Mike, you can laugh at it if you want, but he had over 700 yards and 6 touchdowns for us last year, and he averaged 15 and a half yards a catch.
But here's the problem. So, you lose Josh Reynolds, you gain J-Mo. I understand, but like, here's the problem, Ian. I don't
J-Mo think... got 11 targets yesterday, and he only caught 5 of them.
Well, that's the efficiency quotient. Amon-Ra got 19. He only caught 10.
And so if you have 30 targets to 2 guys, I mean, the big part of the reason that I thought the offense was successful last year is because Goff did a great job of spreading the ball around well. Yep. To all of his receivers and tight ends.
I agree.
Now this year, through 2 games, he's just trying to force it to 1 or 2 guys each of the first 2 games.
And meanwhile, Laporta, who looked to be Travis Kelce in his prime, is nowhere to be found. And on critical downs, he's in blocking. What?
3 targets, 2 receptions in week 2 is atrocious by Ben Johnson. You have to scheme him open.
I agree with part of that offense, but you got to throw Jared Goff in the mix too now. He's the one who pulls the trigger.
Goff is definitely to blame. Goff made some atrocious throws yesterday. He should have had 4 picks. And he looked like, I mean, are we just going to accept at this point that once or twice a season, Goff is going to have a 4 interception or should be 4 interception game?
I almost have reached a point that if your name isn't Pat Mahomes, I expect one of those a year, but maybe I'm crazy. No, seriously, it's, you know what I mean? I've seen Lamar do it. I've seen Josh Allen do it.
I didn't even think Mahomes does it.
Mahomes threw 2 picks yesterday.
Yeah, he just finds a way to overcome it, except for when he played the Lions and threw the pick 6.
But no, Ian, make no mistake, I'm not laughing at all. I wanted Josh Reynolds back, but I'm not in the business of paying him 2 at $14.
Yeah.
You know, you can't sign everybody. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Maybe that was not in their budget. But I think, you know, given the success that he and Jared Goff have had throughout their careers, that's a priority guy in my mind that you have to re-sign.
Yep.
And then, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, are we just going to accept that one receiver is going to shred us for 130 yards every week, every season?
Well,
I'm starting to think that that's true.
But the defense held the Bucs to basically 200 yards. Look, let's be real about something. Mike Evans didn't kill you yesterday. No. Okay, so Godwin did. You can't have it all. This isn't the 85 Bears. What did we talk about all offseason? If you could be an above-average defense with an elite offense, we can win a Super Bowl.
But see, but that's what bothered me is because I saw what that offensive line and running game did against the Rams in overtime, and when all of a sudden the Bucs' defensive line got depleted, instead of going back to that, it was, we're going to do this passing, trust me, it'll work. It's like, no, how about we change and just lean on our strength, which is that running game, which is that offensive line. Let's just bully this team and walk away with a victory. It may not be the way we thought it was going to be, but we're giving out game balls in the locker room because we won.
The problem is it wasn't generating a lot late. Yeah, you popped one with Gibbs on the 4th-and-1, but the reality is how many 2nd-and-8s did I have to look at? Rico, look, the bottom line is if the Bucs are going to sell out to stop the run, your passing game's got to be a hell of a lot more efficient than it was. I still look at the quarterback play right now. And I hear, oh, but you wanted to pay Goff. Right, because I understand real life. The reality is he's been bad the first 2 weeks. Call it.
Yeah, those numbers that you gave early in the show, very sobering.
Pro Football Focus, since week one of 2022 with your Detroit Lions, Jared Goff's worst 6 performances. Number 6 was yesterday. Number 1 was week 1. There's the nitty-gritty. So you want to blame Ben Johnson, that's fine, but you got to take the guy, you chant his damn name at college game day, you got it. Look, man, it's part of being a quarterback.
Yeah,
I'm not anti-Goff.
Yeah, don't look at the 307 yards he passed for. Look at the total body of work. Right,
56 pass attempts. I'd hope you'd throw for 307. Christ, that's 6 yards a pop.
With 2 interceptions that were dropped. And one of the interceptions, I don't know what he was looking at.
He forced it like people want him to. Oh, push the ball down the field. Yeah, laid over the middle into a zone. Guess what's going to happen there? The opponent gets a happy meal.
I'm sure. Yeah, the safety was probably like, wait, did they blow the play dead? No, really? I can run with it? Yes, you can.
That's it. David, go ahead.
Marvin Harrison is going against Terrion Arnold this week. Yikes. Take the Harrison over.
Okay. I keep saying this. I keep saying it on the pregame show for the Lions. Guys, give Terrion Arnold some time. This is not Alabama. This is the NFL. He's going against seasoned veterans who know how to bait him into getting penalties. Okay? He's going to be fine.
I didn't like the PI he got.
I chalked it up as growing pains because he's aggressive. He'll learn what to do.
Yeah,
guys, he'll be fine.
Guys, here's the other thing. Like, I mean, maybe I just watched a different game, but if any defense in pro football holds the opposition to 70 yards rushing and 180 yards passing, 1 touchdown, 1 pick, the defense played well. Mm-hmm. You guys are all angry because what? Chris Godwin caught a lot of passes. Guess who didn't? Anyone else! Stop acting like the Lions gave up 40 points yesterday and we're going to go to the desert and Kyler Murray's just going to sex us up like Shannon Sharp. Calm down. I'm just making a point, Kenny. Yeah, old Kyler's going to be breathing like a grizzly bear over us next week. The defense played fine. Right.
Kyler's going live on Instagram.
I mean, it's like I'm forced to defend things that are obvious. Stop shredding a rookie. And I don't think Terrion Arnold's been egregious.
No, he hasn't. It's going to take him some time. That's what I'm like.
And he got screwed on that PI. I don't care. That's a ridiculous call. And then, of course, first of all, who dressed Moose Johnston?
Yeah.
Turn a light on. You can't mix 3 patterns in 1 outfit. Oh, it's ridiculous.
Gus does it every Saturday.
No, that's because he is a clown ass. Gus Johnson's a cartoon. When are you going to learn?
He can still dress himself better.
David, you know what? I'll stay away from it. Let me just tell you, if there was a negative respect quotient, That's where Gus falls in my
head. Head on down to the All-American girl.
What is that?
U of D. Yeah, the place no one's ever seen you.
What? You better read something.
David's talked to more classrooms at U of D than Gus. Moose Johnson dressed like an idiot yesterday. That's your headline.